This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into a very special In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN. We're joined today by Dr. Pat Bosco, who is the Vice President for Student Life, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. Dr. Bosco, pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, obviously, the reason we're having you here today, about a little more than a month ago, you announced that you'll be retiring here later this year.
Yes, after 50 years of my affiliation with K-State, I'm hanging it up. I promised my wife, Susan, of 47 years, by the way, the other doctor, Susan, that has 4 degrees from K-State, promised her that I'd retire when I was 70, and I'll be 70 in October.
Okay, well, very well. Well, we all wish you the best here. I've heard nothing but good things, which is probably good for you here.
I'm overwhelmed by the comments that I've received in the media, emails, notes from alumni and current students and families. It just really has, Brent, has been overwhelming.
No way that you're 70.
Well, I'll be 70 in October, David.
Even close.
69. You're very kind.
Well, and Davis informed me when he first saw the announcement here last month. He said, you know, there's no bigger cheerleader for Kansas State than Dr. Bosco here. What makes the university, I guess, so special in your heart?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Our culture. I genuinely believe that we're a different kind of place. And I believed it the first day I came on the campus in 1969 as a prospective student. My first plane ride was Syracuse, New York to O'Hare Airport into the old municipal, your listeners might remember the old municipal airport in downtown Kansas City, and then a commuter airline from Kansas City to Manhattan. It was a June day. I was just taken back by the way people treated me as a prospective student, looking in the eyes, made me believe that I was the only student that they were enrolling that day. And that's part of the, I think, the land grant mission, part of being part of Manhattan and being from the Midwest. That's just the culture of our school. And it's not by accident. I really believe it's in the water here. I believe oftentimes we take the feel of our community for granted. It really is a very special place. Lots of great things have happened over the last 50 years because of our interest of wanting to be progressive, responsive to an ever-changing student body and community, great leaders both on and off the campus. So I think it's a culture.
Dave, you got a question there?
I got lots of questions.
Okay, you go ahead. You chime in.
Let's talk. Okay, you arrived in 1969. There's a lot of K-State history that was in 1968. You know, the Nichols Fire, Martin Luther King was here. A lot of things happened during that time. In 50 years, if you can come up with your short list of the most significant advancements that you've seen at Kansas State, the most significant improvements, and let's first start academically.
The national rankings of many of our academic programs significantly enhanced with a scholarly work on our campus with our faculty and administrators. I'm taken back by the fact that that we've been able to complement the scholarly work with undergraduate achievement. The fact that we're still the number one public university of the last 50 years when it comes to Rhodes, Truman, Marshall, Goldwater, and Udall scholars. That's a significant contribution when you think about Kansas State University and our ability to help undergraduates achieve these national scholarship awards. And that speaks to our academic standings and what we've been able to do, not only for graduate students, for undergraduates. Second, I'm taken back by our ability to have international prominence. It wasn't again by accident that we've increased our facilities, the quality of our student body, our ability to have a variety of accomplishments both in and outside the classroom that I think significantly drives the economy in our state, in our country, internationally. We probably don't communicate as well that the benefits of our research in terms of economic development issues in our state and the region and the country. The third significant factor, in terms of you can't underestimate what Coach Snyder has done with football. When I was a student here, we were primarily a basketball school. When Coach Snyder came in 1989, we'd gone to 4 NCAA tournaments, Final Eight in basketball, and we had won one football game. Now, enrollments had turned around under John Weefald from 86 to 89. We'd already gone from 17,000 to 20,000 students during that time. That was prior to Coach Snyder coaching his first football game. But what he's done for us, not only on the field, but around the community, around the state, around the country, has really been incredible. Not only the Power Cat symbol and what that's raised, but the stature of our ability to raise dollars for academic programs. The Vanier family, for example, they largest contribution in school history is about $60 million, and they've done other things as well. $20 million went to athletics. $40 million went to scholarships, faculty enhancements, bricks and mortar on the academic and student life side. Those are three or four examples of what's happened over the years.
The fundraising side for Kansas State University, and I know that it's been said that with, you know, more and more cuts from the state of Kansas, that it's more and more important that fundraising continues at Kansas State University to where it may be, just be totally dependent on funds that are raised and tuition dollars.
I have, you know, when Dr. Peters was the vice president, he spent zero time fundraising. He had a $250 hospitality budget that he received from the president's office back in the 80s, because I administered his accounts during that time. Today, I spend 10% of my time, work 7 days a week, both on and off the campus. I spend 10% of my time fundraising. And I have the student life area has of the $1.5 billion campaign goal. Student life has a $50 million goal. Never did I dream I'd be spending that kind of time with donors, promoting what we need to drive the needle on student success. That's a significant change. And it's a direct result of us being able to say, let's come up with a K-State solution. Let's not wring our hands and say, well, the legislature needs to do more, or we need to raise tuition in terms of meeting our needs. We've come up with a K-State solution that's aggressively telling our case to donors, to corporations, to foundations, and with the leadership of the KSU Foundation, being able in the academic deans, we've been able to achieve record endowments.
We're speaking with Dr. Pat Bosco, Dean of Student Life at Kansas State University, set to retire here coming up this summer. If you were to walk away today, what would you say is the thing that is going to warm your heart the most out of your time at Kansas State University?
Wow, Davey.
Besides being on the radio this morning.
And being right here with you. And
mm-hmm.
I'm honored to be here. This is I appreciate this very much. Every time I see the K-State name, I have a smile on my face. That was something that we decided back in the mid-80s under John Weefald that we would brand the university by K-State. That would be a significant part of our marketing strategy. And every time I see K-State, either on the football field or on a T-shirt, or when I ask 500 freshmen during a day of orientation enrollment, how would you refer to our school, KSU, Kansas State University, or K-State? And overwhelming response is K-State. I think that's significant. That puts a smile on my face every time I see it. Every time I see us responding to the underrepresented populations, non-traditional, veterans, people of color, LGBT, anytime I see the university making sure that we're providing a voice for those that don't have a voice, I get a smile on my face. We're still 40% of our student body are first generation. That's remarkable today. I mean, 40% of our student body had parents that never gone to college. I'm a first generation student. My dad had an eighth grade education, ran a pool hall in Syracuse, New York. My mom was a seamstress. My grandparents didn't speak English. For me to be here at K-Man after 50 years as someone to try to do a little bit of a job as I could as a university administrator at a school that I love is heartwarming and very significant for me anyway.
Are you a pool shark?
No. I had lots of lectures with my dad to make sure that I spent more time listening to how I could be a better man than playing pool.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have about 10 minutes with Dr. Pat Bosco here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source.